Blog Talk Radio.
Tabernacle, O Yah of hosts. Host means many, or nami. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of Yah. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Yah of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. And that's pilgrimage is a journey. And I'm thinking that our heart is set on the pilgrimage when we are repopulated in the New Jerusalem. Verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. And Zion is Jerusalem. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield. A shield is your armor. And look upon us, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun, and the sun is spelled S-U-N. And I'm thinking that the writer is saying that God is light and warm, and heal. Yah will give grace and glory. He will give protection. That's what I think that sentence means. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Oh, Yah of hosts. Blessed is the man who trusts in you. I have read to you Psalms 84 in its entirety. The blessedness of dwelling in the house of Yah. See, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep, humble ourselves before your throne, coming to you, thanking you for your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for being merciful towards us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Yah, for protecting the city of Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, from natural disasters. It's been looking dark here for the past 3 days, and I'm looking out my window. It is dark again today. That reminds me of Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. But let me finish my prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us lost sheep with sane, sound mind, excellent health, love, courage, awakening us from the deep sleep to your understanding and truth. We thank you for prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This program does not answer phone calls. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath starts Friday evening at sundown and ends Saturday evening at sundown. Your only biblical day of rest and moving. Read Exodus 20, and you'll find that you are to rest and keep the Sabbath day holy. Sheep, I want you to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen, pencil, paper, your notebook, or your notepad. Follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 46. We're going to pick up reading where I left off last time. And that is at Isaiah chapter 46, verse 5. We're reading about dead idols and the living God. Verse 5 of Isaiah 46 reads, to whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me? We should be alike. They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it a god. They prostrate themselves. Yes, they worship. Prostrate means to kneel or bow yourself down to something to worship. Verse 7. They bear it on the shoulder, they carry it, and set it in its place, and it stands from its place. It cannot move, though one carries it out to it. Yet it cannot answer, nor save him out of his troubles. Remember this, and show yourselves, men. Recall to mind, O you transgressors, and transgressors are sinners. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none like me. declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, things that I not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Pleasure, that means to me, he's going to do all he pleases. Excuse me, I had to burp. Calling a bird of prey from the east. Now, what is a bird of prey? Yeah, you're right. A falcon, an eagle, a vulture. You are absolutely right. The man who executes my counsel from a far country, indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Listen to me, you stubborn heart, who are far from righteousness. I bring my righteousness near. It shall not be far off. My salvation shall not linger. Linger means to, it will not be delayed. And I will place salvation in Zion. Of course, Zion is in Jerusalem, but Israel, my glory. Now I get to today's reading. It starts at Isaiah chapter 47, the humiliation of Babylon. So what does the word humiliation mean? Again, you are absolutely correct. Humiliation means disgrace, embarrassment, and shame. Let's read Isaiah 47, the humiliation of Babylon. Verse 1, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. Now what you do, sheep, if you have access to a computer in your home, look up the word Chaldean, Chaldeans, and then you Google that and look on the map so you can see the area that I'm speaking of. None of this Bible speak of European nations, not at all. At least not, I have not read, except for Rome. And Romans were, they were destroyed, in my view. Let's continue to read. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind meal. Grind means to crush. Remove your veil. Take off your skirt. Uncover your thigh. Pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance. Vengeance means to pay back. Now, what would have the women of Chaldean done? But that's okay. I'm just reading what the Bible says. And I will not repute with a man. Let me read that again. And I will not arbitrate with man. Arbitrate means to settle a dispute or negotiate. I don't know what that dispute is. Maybe I'll find out as I read. Keep reading. As far as Redeemer, Yah of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into your darkness. Let me read that again, verse 5 of chapter 47. Sit in silence and go into darkness. Oh, my. This is where we lost sheep are just coming out of darkness. Definitely don't want to be there. O daughters of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the lady. My other Bible says the queen of the kingdoms. I was angry with my people. His people, Yah's people, are us lost sheep, us black folk. I have profaned my inheritance and given them into your hand, Oh, so this is why you showed them no mercy. Oh, that's why, Chaldean woman, you are in trouble. The elderly, you laid your yoke very heavily. You made it hard for them. Put chains around their neck. Verse 7, and you said, I shall be a lady forever. So that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. Therefore, hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow. A widow is a woman who has lost her husband to death. Nor shall I know the loss of children. Oh, you don't know when your children are taken away from you or just murdered. Okay, it's coming. But these two things shall come to you, oh, in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon you in their fullness because of the multitudes of your sorceries. Oh, your sorceries are use of supernatural powers. Great abundance of enchantments. Enchantments are spells, magic. Verse 10, you have trusted in your wickedness. You're being exposed. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you. Warped means to twist you, misshape you, bend you, or deform you. And you have said in your heart, where your heart, when I see heart, I usually say mind. I am, and there is no one else besides me. Verse 11, therefore, evil shall come upon you, and you shall not know where it arises. And trouble shall fall upon you. You will not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. Stand now with your enchantments. Again, those are spells and magic. And the multitude of your sorceries. Again, sorceries are your supernatural powers in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. Prevail means to succeed or to win. Verse 13, you are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Wearied means you're tired. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators. Prognosticators, those are forecasters or fortune tellers. Stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. You know they cannot. Verse 14, they cannot save you. Verse 14, behold, they shall be as stubble. And stubble are the short hairs that grows on a man's face that who has not shaved. And sometimes stubble grows on a woman's face. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves. Uh-oh, the astrologers or the stargazers and prognosticators, they can't deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall they be to you with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wander. Wander means to walk or stroll, each one to his quarters. So those prognosticators, stargazers, and astrologers, He says his quarters. So to me, that means they are men. No one shall save you. Well, that ends the reading of Isaiah chapter 47. Now, let's read Isaiah 48. Israel, refined for God's glory. Fine means what? Absolutely correct. Sheep, I tell you, you are so smart. Refined means remove impurities and to be purified. Let's read Isaiah 48, verse 1, and read until it's time for me to go off the air. Hear this, O house of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judah, who swears by the name of Yah and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth or in righteousness. Uh-oh. For they called themselves after the holy city and leaned on the God of Israel. Yah of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly, I did them, and they came to pass, because I know that you were obstinate. Obstinate means to be stubborn or stiff-necked. Stubborn. And your neck was an iron sinew. Now, that means stiff-necked. And a stiff neck is also like fibrous tissue. It's hard to move. And your brow bronze. Let's go to verse 5 of chapter 48, Isaiah. Even from the beginning, I have declared it to you before it came to pass. I proclaimed it to you, lest you would say, my idol has done these. And what he's talking about to me is that his prophecies. And these things have come to pass, and they are going to come to pass if they have not. Let's continue reading. And my carved image and my mold image have commanded them. Well, no, these prophecies of Isaiah and other prophecies, Daniel and all others, Amos, these are said to you before your molded image cannot even speak. Let's read on. Verse 6. I have heard. See all this, and will you not declare it? I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They were created now, and not from the beginning, and for this day, you have not heard them, lest you would say, of course I knew them. Surely you did not hear. Surely you did not know. Surely from long ago, your ears were not open. For I knew that you would deal very treacherously in. Of course, you know what treacherously means. Oh, come on, tell me. You're so smart, you're right. That means deceitful, betrayal, disloyal, untrustworthy. You are so right and smart. And were called a treacherous, and was called a transgressor from the womb. So, you are called a transgressor from your womb. Oh, my. Not from your womb, but from the womb, from your mom's womb. Verse 9, for my sake, I will defer my anger. Defer means to delay. And for my praise, I will restrain it from you so that I do not cut you off. Verse 10, behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. Verse 11, for my own sake, I will not do it. For how should my name be profaned? And I will not give my glory to another. Let me go back and read this verse 11 again. For my own sake, I will not do it. For how should my name be profaned? Profaned means violated or defiled. And I will not give my glory to another. We're going to stop reading here, and we'll pick up here next time. Let's see, we're going to pick up at Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12. Okay, let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father, God in heaven, once again, we sheep, thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. We praise you and thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil that is set forth in front of us. We sheep, thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debts. I say that prayer in your son's name. I also thank you for giving us peace and lots of money on this day. Amen. I want you sheep to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eadie, one of the fine doctors over at DMC. That's the Detroit Medical Center that was sold with improprieties. Go to www.eatandliveLonger.com and get your book. Remember to not celebrate these pagan holidays, even though I will be cooking for my families. Well, and for me, I'll just do regular cooking. Well, maybe not. I think I do one turkey and dressing. Well, now, sheep, I'm going to say to you, remember to take our Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time.
Wisdom will be our help. Jesus is love. He won't let you die.